"This is the Christian nationalist they warn you about," he says. I'm going to do a little bit of reaction to this video with you this morning because, well, I suspect that it's going to be worth all of our time to really kind of dig into exactly what is happening here with Mr. Carlson.
Biden standing for re-election at the age of 81, the obvious question is, what exactly are you going to run on? You're not going to run on the state of the economy. You're not going to run on the state of the world, which is increasingly chaotic. You're not going to run on lengthening life expectancy, because actually life expectancy is declining in the United States under his watch. So what are you going to run on? Well, you're going to run against. And the main thing Biden is going to run against is Christianity. Running against Christianity. He's already put people in prison for praying, so it's not a stretch. But of course, you're not going to say, I'm running against Christianity, the world's largest religion. You're going to say, I'm running against something called Christian nationalism, which was a way of making traditional Christianity seem like a threat to the country rather than the principle upon which it was founded. So that is their plan. They're going to run against something called Christian nationalism. And in this, they have the full cooperation of Hollywood and the media outlets, which are whipping up the population to a frenzy over this threat called Christian nationalism. Well, most of us, even those of us who pay some attention, aren't really sure what Christian nationalism is.
Here's where he poses the question. Tucker Carlson says, well, most of us are not really sure what Christian nationalism is. And this raises the question in your mind of, oh, am I quite sure that I know what it is? I hope he answers the question. Tucker basically proposes himself as the person who's going to define what it is, and he's about to do so.
The product of what it sounds like, which is some branding meeting in the basement of the DNC designed to make Christians seem really scary if they believe in God, maybe. We decided we would ask the person most closely identified with that phrase, Christian nationalism. He's one of the rare American Christian pastors who is willing to engage on questions of culture and politics. And for that, he has taken a lot of grief, but we are honored to have him. His name is Doug Wilson. He's the pastor at Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho. He's the author of several books, including a book called Mere Christendom, The Case for Bringing Christianity Back into Modern Culture.
And for those who don't know, Moscow, Idaho is, well, less than an hour I think it's directly south of Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Idaho. And many of you in the audience who are of the traditional Catholic persuasion are quite familiar with the enclave of traditional Catholics that do live in northern Idaho, Coeur d'Alene, Post Falls, Sand Point, beautiful area, really quite a stunning place to live. I considered moving up there before we moved to the heart of America. And at the time, things were quite affordable up there. I really sometimes wonder what life would have been like had we moved up there, because especially with the COVID-1984 hysteria, Californians, particularly from the Bay Area, have flooded northern Idaho, A, because it's beautiful, and B, because they were all taking their learn-to-code remote tech jobs with them and therefore bringing their California money with them. So they would sell their Bay Area condo for $2 million and move into northern Idaho, driving up the cost of living there, making it very hard for traditional Catholic families, you know, those types of families who have one bread earner and many children, to compete in the real estate market. So there's a real estate bubble there, has been for a long time. You could have become a real estate millionaire just by living your Catholic life and letting the Californians come in. Now it's inaccessible to a lot of people, and that's a big problem. Nevertheless, it's a beautiful place, stunning, dramatic. I mean, very coniferous, with pine trees, dry, not a lot of bugs, four distinct seasons, but pretty mild winters, to be honest. Lovely place to live. Many friends up there. Some listeners to the Crusade Radio Network, including a contributor to the Crusade Radio Network, Ryan Grant, with his, I'm not sure how often his show actually airs on, what is it called? Smokes and Saints and Sinners, Smoking with the Saints? I don't know. Something about smoking. He does a lot of smoking up there, contributing to the carbon footprint of northern Idaho, single-handedly, Ryan Grant does. Anyway, this guy, Doug Wilson, is kind of in that area. Moscow is not far, just a quick drive from the ultra-Catholic enclave of northern Idaho, just to give you some perspective. Now, one final piece of perspective, I don't know if this comes up in this portion of the interview or not, I suspect it doesn't. Northern Idaho and eastern Washington are, of course, always being watched by the FBI because it is a domestic terrorist enclave. Why? Well, because there are no minorities there, practically none. In fact, if we would have moved there, I would have been one of the brownest people in northern Idaho. Trust me, that's true. I would have stuck out like a brown thumb. And my children, who are a shade darker than I, would have been probably regarded as little slave children up there. White nationalism does exist up there, in eastern Washington in particular, in northern Idaho and in Moscow. And this is why, if you are a practicing Christian in that part of the country, you're automatically branded as some kind of white supremacist, as some kind of racist, and that's why the Christian nationalist trope has been applied to this guy, Pastor Doug Wilson. Tucker continues.
Pastor Wilson joins us now. Pastor, thank you very much.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm sincere. There was not a pose. I'm sincerely confused by the phrase Christian nationalism, which seems like an attack on Christianity to me. Mm-hmm. What is it, to the extent you understand it, and are you a Christian nationalist?
So I'm willing to be a Christian nationalist because
okay,
because I prefer that phrase to the phrase I usually get called. So
what do you get? What do you usually get?
Oh, white supremacist. You know,
white supremacist.
Slave advocate.
Oh,
You know, racist. You know, all the theo-fascist Christo. So the left really does hate Christianity.
Yes.
And with the phrase Christian nationalism, even the part of it that's coming from the left, trying to wrap that around our necks, that's something I think I can explain. I can say yes, but. And then explain inside of 2 minutes.
But may I ask before you, and thank you for doing that, and I will listen raptly because I really want to know. But just to clarify the terms, is that a phrase that you or people with your beliefs came up with, or was that a phrase that was leveled against you?
Well, both. Canon Press, located in Moscow, Idaho, has a streaming service called Canon Plus. Canon Press published The Case for Christian Nationalism by Stephen Wolfe. So okay, that was our embrace of the term, okay? And Stephen Wolfe wrote a defense, a scholarly defense of the whole thing, the history of the whole thing. So we embraced it to that extent. But then on MSNBC just a few weeks ago, there was one of the talking heads there that said, anybody who believes that rights come from God and not from Congress and not from the Supreme Court is a Christian nationalist, right? So anybody who, you know, making Thomas Jefferson, for
example, right, right,
a Christian nationalist endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights. So anybody who believes that, on the, according to the left, is a Christian nationalist. And there is a developed set of arguments in defense of that phrase that can be, I think, pointed out in short order. You can't, there's no, you trying to defend other things they call you is like putting lipstick on a pig. It just, you're not, it's not going to be any
good. No.
All right. But this is something that people can say, oh, I love my nation and I'm a Christian. Why can't these?
Well, that's how I feel about it.
Right.
I don't know what it is. So how would you define it?
So it's, I think, very simple. If there is no God above the society, if there is no God above the state, take God away.
Yes.
The state is God.
Yes.
Okay? If there is no God above the state is God. The state becomes God. And it assumes the prerogatives of deity. You know, cameras at every intersection, aping omniscience.
Yes.
Omnipresence. In Big Brothers watching you.
Control of your mind.
Control of your mind. They want to control absolutely everything. Every keystroke, they want to control everything. Because they're aspiring to deity. The reason they're aspiring to deity is because they don't recognize any God above them. Our current rulers don't believe in God, but they do believe in the devil. All right. And their belief in the devil is why they want to ascend the sides of the north. They want to be as the Most High. That was the initial temptation in the garden. You shall be as God.
Yes.
Okay. So our current rulers are very ambitious, and they want to aspire to that height. We don't want to resist them in the name of Christ, because we don't want to launch another series of interminable religious wars.
Right.
Okay. Because we don't want the Muslims fighting with the Jews, fighting with the Christians, fighting with, you know, all of that.
Why don't we want that? Pastor Doug Wilson, this evangelical conservative pastor, pastor at Christ Church in Moscow, Idaho, faculty member at New St. Andrews College, author and speaker, conservative, reformed, and evangelical theologian. Wilson is known for his writing on classical Christian education, reformed theology, as well as general cultural commentary. Doug Wilson here, basically neutering the phrase Christian nationalism, basically taking the teeth out of it, saying, no. All it means to be a Christian nationalist is to just be a Christian and love your nation. It's just to be somebody who loves the USSA. Somebody who takes Thomas Jefferson and baptizes him.